U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Africa, Middle East, and South Asia, Holly Vineyard, says imports to the United States from sub-Saharan Africa have increased by more than 150% during the past 6 years. Vineyard attributes the rise, in part, to the African Growth and Opportunity Act, a U.S. law signed by President Bill Clinton in 2000 to encourage trade between the U.S. and sub-Saharan Africa. Vineyard says, trade ministers from countries across the continent are meeting with representatives from the United States on Wednesday and Thursday in Ghana to discuss in detail how to improve trade conditions on the continent.
We're hopeful that having these kinds of practical how-to discussions, that it'll enable and empower more policymakers to be able to deal with these issues. It'll create greater awareness amongst the private sector and civil society about how to help those companies improve their ability to get into the U.S. market.
Vineyard says topics for discussion will include enhancing production capacity, creating access to financing, developing infrastructure, and working on quality control. The largest category of African exports to the U.S. is by far oil and petroleum products, leading some African activists to criticize AGOA as not really benefiting most Africans. The program head at the Ghana-based non-governmental organization Third World Network Africa, Tete Hormeku, says AGOA has not changed the basic structure of trade between the United States and Africa, where African countries export commodities and the U.S. sells processed goods back to them.
If we are looking at whether or not AGOA is going to help restructure African economies, which by and large are dependent on agricultural products, then AGOA has not helped.
Hormeku notes that most of the oil produced in Africa is extracted by foreign companies. He says AGOA requirements forbid African governments from subsidizing farmers, even though the U.S. government subsidizes its own agricultural sector. Bedina Kony, a small businesswoman in Ghana whose company makes and sells wood handicrafts in Ghana and overseas, says she sees hope in the forum's theme, as trade grows, Africa prospers.
As our products are able to sell on the American market, then we tend to employ more people back home to do the production. And these people also have families that they care for. So there is that flow that people are able to cater for their family, and it helps Africa in general.
Kony says African countries need to produce at greater capacity in order to take advantage of AGOA's incentives.
We should be able to get the product to them in good time. The quality should be the same. But if you're going to take about 3 months to produce an order, then it doesn't make sense. It's not profitable for them. Then they tend to look outside Africa.
Currently, 39 countries in sub-Saharan Africa meet the conditions to qualify for special treatment under AGOA. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.